Okay, I'd like to join Dave in thanking Cathy for the invitation to talk to you today and to talk to you a little bit about the activities of BioAssent. Probably unlike many of the other presentations this afternoon, you may not have heard of BioAssent. It's a relatively small and new company, just established in 2013. We're based just outside Glasgow and we're on what was the Merck site up there. And it started with a specialisation in the area of compound management and supplying of compounds for typically high-throughput screening. But as of the summer, then a University of Dundee group that was also based there spun out into BioAssent to increase the capabilities at BioAssent to include medicinal chemistry, biological screening, against a whole variety of biological targets in the facilities that were vacated by Merck some time ago. The team that moved in to BioAssent were the team that were working on the European Lead Factory, which Dave has just mentioned. And Cathy encouraged me to just include a slide on the European Lead Factory. This is a programme that was funded by the Innovative Medicines Initiative, a major public-private partnership within Europe, to help academics and small companies provide lead compounds for their drug discovery programmes. It's a programme that ran for 5 years. And over that time, then 88 programmes have been recruited over 17 countries. There are 72 high-throughput screenings run by the consortium, and a number of those have followed up to generate what we would discuss as 18 validated hit series, which are high-quality compounds suitable for further development, three of which so far have attracted major follow-on funding. There's an example here where Parkinson's UK have picked up some of the output, Servier have now picked up some of the output, and in fact, IMI have taken on one of the programmes in the area of antimicrobial resistance into further development. So this also, if you want any more details on this, I don't really have time in this 10 minutes to cover a lot of the details, but I'm more than happy to cover more details in the networking session or this afternoon. But this slide also encourages me to comment that we hope the next follow-on phase, the lead factory, completed during the summer, but the next phase we hope is due to start imminently. And so I guess watch this space to an extent, because this is a major way that academic and small companies can provide, get lead materials for their programs. What I really wanted to talk to you mainly about today was Compound Cloud. Compound Cloud is the BioAssent screening deck. And it's a series of 125,000 compounds which are available for targeted based screening. Now, just to go back a slight step, I guess we all know there are many ways of generating chemical matter to start a drug discovery program. There are many different methods available, but I guess it's fair to say that screening approaches are one of the major strategies used now within many programs. So be that fragment or diversity-based screening, I think it's probably key to say that, or important to say that, there are a number of attributes that are key to make that screening approach successful. Two of those are undoubtedly the expertise of the group doing the screening and the infrastructure that are available, but absolutely certainly then the quality of the library that you're using is a key determinant to the success of those programs. So what determines an ideal compound library? And this was the sort of thinking we were going through when we were trying to come up with the BioAssent screening library. And of course, the compounds are absolutely vital to that. And we think about the quality of the compounds, the diversity of the compounds, the number available, and the intellectual property associated with those potential starting points. Other key factors, though, are such things as the availability of the compounds and the logistics of actually getting the compounds, the set that you want, into the screening format and ready for you to run in your assays. And of course, we all have to face that cost is an important factor there too. And these are some of the aspects that determined our thinking behind Compound Cloud. And basically what it is, and I can give you a lot more details about the constituent of the compounds if we discuss it afterwards, but basically there's 125,000 lead-like or drug-like compounds available in this set. And there's any combination, that because of the facilities we have available at Newcastle, any combination of those compounds can be formatted to form a, a compound deck for your particular screen, be it a few hundred, be it a few thousand, or certainly we'd be happy to supply the full 125,000. The structures of those compounds are freely available. They're available on our website as an SD file, which you can, if you register on the website, then you can gain access to that file. And so that gives you the capability, if you have the cheminformatics capability, to search that file to make the selection that you want. If that's not something you'd like us to assist in that process, then of course we'd be more than happy to do that as well. The compounds are actually all commercially sourced and so are IP free. And we supply them in a variety of what we would call near assay ready formats. We can provide them in 96, 384, 1536 well plates in a various either acoustic placed or normal screening plate formats. So basically making it extremely easy to take the output that comes to you to do the final stages of potentially dilution of those compounds before you put them into your screen. So make that very straightforward. There's a ballpark idea, then the cost of those is basically about £1 a compound. So the more you buy, the cheaper it becomes, but nonetheless, if you think of the ballpark figure of about £1 a compound. So therefore, if you want to screen a few thousand compounds, then you can gain access to that for a few thousand pounds, which, say, provides those compounds that in a format that would be ready to go pretty much straight into your assay. So this opens up what we would consider a special approach into screening, because basically it enables you to rapidly gain access to these compounds. If you want to do an iterative-based screening approach, then you can do that. By that I mean screen a relatively small number of compounds that represents the whole of that 125,000 set, and we've got some predefined sets that we can assist in that process. It enables you to screen that, get the screening results, and then think, what do I want to do as my next stage? And use the information from that first set of screening to inform your second set and select compounds from within the 125,000. So basically, you can focus in on a relatively small number of compounds using that approach. So basically, in what we would argue is a cost-effective manner, get some nice starting materials for your programs. And I thought it'd be quite nice to include this sample. Steve Andrews has very kindly allowed me to show this particular slide. It's obviously from the local group here. It's from the Alberada Drug Discovery Institute. And it's an example where Steve and Henriette actually used the BioSense set to actually find starting points for their program. It's a kinase target, and basically it's a nice combination of using the information that BioSent already have and also Henriette putting her own information together onto that to help refine that set. So basically you take the BioSent kinase set, you can then run a further property search using NIME. So what Henriette did was to modify those property and substructure filters. Then working using pharmacophore model and docking model on related kinase targets generated a set of compounds which were then clustered. Individual members from each of those clusters were then chosen, and that was the set of compounds that went on to be chosen to be screened. So starting from, as I say, I guess this was a subset of the 125,000, and now we get down to the 960 that were then an informed choice of compounds to go into the screens. Now, I'm not privy to a large amount of the data on here, but what I am aware of is that using this, the number of hit generation procedures that were being followed by Steve and his team, and I know that the BioSent hits are now still forming the basis for some of that ongoing work. So I thought that would be a nice illustration of how you can use the compound cloud. And as I say, I'm more than happy to discuss further details either after the discussions or later this afternoon. So that was really all I wanted to say. So if you want to hear any more about BioSense broader activities, about ELF, or indeed, of course, Compound Cloud, then some contact details there. I'll be around this afternoon, so I'm more than happy to talk to anybody about that. Thank you very much.